All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, I want to get to a segment that I've been doing on Sirius the past 2 weeks. It's called Hot Take Mondays, Rob, where I give my absolute hottest takes, and I want to tell you the takes that I've told them. I will share with you coming up in just a little bit. I went to the Royals game on Saturday, and I had two observations about the Royals that I'd like to share with you. Number one, Jack Caglione he hits into some spectacular outs. Like, they look really good. He just hits them right at people. You know the saying, and he hits the ball hard. And I was reading a tweet from Jake Eisenberg how he was just unlucky. And I saw that on Saturday. I mean, he hit two balls very well. He just hit them right at people. One was a spectacular play, I believe, by Francisco Lindor. He made a great play on the ball. There was one out. He then hit the ball as far as you can hit it at Kauffman Stadium without hitting a home run. It was just a very unfortunate set of events for Jack Caglione. I felt kind of bad for the youngster heading into the All-Star break. That was number one. Number two, Bobby Witt Jr. is just, he does some amazing things on a baseball diamond. I mean, back-to-back days, he has made a Derek Jeter, Ozzie Smith-level defensive play. He made that on Saturday when I was there. And then yesterday, as I'm sitting there watching it, he did it again. I mean, a ball that not a lot of shortstops can get to be able to make that play, to be able to turn around and make that throw and force an out, just some spectacular plays from Bobby Witt Jr. this weekend. So two things I noticed from the Royals that I don't know what it is. And I'm sure everybody feels this way when they go to a Royals game. If I go to the Royals game, they're losing 3-1. Rob, they've lost four straight games that I've been to, and they've scored six runs I looked up in those games. If I go to the Royals game, they got a 3-1 loss coming. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I've done. They just got a 3-1 loss coming if I am in attendance. And that's what Saturday was, another one of those games. You thought they had a chance. They had a runner on third. They had a runner on third with no outs. They had their 2, 3, and 4 hitter all due up. Didn't score. Didn't score a run. I knew it. I should have left right then and there. But my friend wanted to see the end of the game, and then he wants to take a picture in front of the scoreboard like, oh, let me get Mets one. Maybe you'll get away from me with that. I'm not taking no picture with you. Well, the Royals just lost. Get away from me. But that was my two observations. Jack Caglione, he just hits into some spectacular outs. I mean, they're outs, but they look good, though. They're really impressive, encouraging outs. And Bobby Witt Jr., he's amazing, man. He does something once a game, once a homestand that you think to yourself, that's one of the best baseball players in the world. Those are my two observations from going to watch the Royals on Saturday afternoon.
Do you think Kansas City appreciates how good Bobby Witt is? Like, I'm not saying that people don't think he's very good at baseball. I'm not insinuating that. But he is, Vern says all the time, he might be the best, one of the best players in the sport on the planet. Kansas City has a top, let's just say five. We'll be conservative. Top five baseball player in the sport right now who does, like you said, night in, night out, he is going to do something really impressive at the ballpark. Do you think Kansas City appreciates his greatness the way they should? Or are they kind of, because the Royals as a whole have been an organization that struggles and he's only been a part of a splash of success to the team, they don't truly appreciate his greatness the way they should? Because the things he does, if you go out there and watch, you watch on TV night in and night out, man, it is truly great to watch. And I don't think he gets the love locally that I think he should.
Yeah, I mean, I think he does. I think there's a couple of things that are, I guess, maybe at a negative for him. I would say, number one, like, he doesn't really have much personality. Where Mahomes isn't, you know, I don't want to make it seem like Mahomes is eccentric, but Mahomes plays with a certain level of swagger and flair that I don't really think that he does. So I think that's some of it. I also think back in 2015, where it was kind of spaced out, you had a combination of all of those things. Moose certainly had his own personality. Salvi was the jokester. Him and Lorenzo Cain's dynamic. Gordon was probably a lot closer to what Bobby Witt Jr. was. So I do think there was like maybe more of a balance where everybody kind of gravitated towards who they liked based on their personality. I think that kind of hurts them. I just also think like this is kind of the beginning of it. You're right. Like you haven't had that success yet. You had one phenomenal year. But this year, Bobby hasn't had one of those monster dynamic seasons. I mean, you go out there. I think you have now seen, if you have decided to make a jersey purchase after the 2015 run, you have already purchased your jersey and you have the new Bobby Witt Jr. jersey. You see a lot of those City Connect uniforms out there that if you haven't bought any Royal stuff in the last couple of years, you want to go out there and you want to get the new Bobby Witt jersey. So I do think that everybody acknowledges that he's a great player. I don't know if he has a personality that kind of draws you into his game. So that's why I don't think you see it kind of over the top in that way. Where if you think about it with the Chiefs, and I know it's hard to remove their individual and team success, but Kelce has always had a big personality. Chris Jones has a personality. Tyrann Mathieu, Frank Clark. Like the Chiefs kind of have characters in a way. That's not really what Bobby Witt Jr. is.
Yeah, I wonder, I am not at all comparing these. Actually, this comparison is going to work better, I think. Is it fair to call him Mike Trout? Like, Mike Trout, was at the peak of his powers, was a freak. He was maybe one of the best baseball players of the 2010s. Like, he was incredible when healthy. But he just had no charisma, maybe is the right term, no off-the-field presence. He just was, I'm going to play my 162, I'm going to put up great numbers, and I'm going to go home and mind my business. I think Bobby Witt's cut more from that Mike Trout cloth, because we live in the social media era. I wonder if, since he isn't the big personality or out at, you know, power and light like the 2015 group was, or, you know, eccentric like Mahomes is, I wonder if people truly accept his pure greatness. Because between the lines, there's what, 3-4 players in the sport right now that are better, and you could argue that he's 3 right now, and 1-2 if you don't count the fact that Ohtani plays 2 positions.
Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, I have a better question for you, and don't be a homer. Is it fair to keep Witt in Kansas City, or should the Royals let him go elsewhere and win some championships? I think it's fair to point out that Bobby Witt Jr. is 24 years old, and he just signed an 11-year, $300 million contract a year ago. He signed this on February 5th of 2024. Bobby Witt Jr. is not going anywhere. Now, there's an out in this deal, which I think is really, really important. If Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't feel like the Royals are heading in the right direction, he can opt out of this pretty early on in his career. He can opt out at the end of his 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th season if he wants to. So if Bobby Witt doesn't feel like the Royals are heading in the right direction at 28 years old, he can just say, I don't want to play for you guys anymore. I'm out. I think that's very important to note when it comes to Bobby Witt Jr. So no, he ain't going anywhere. There's no reason to talk about letting Bobby Witt Jr. go anywhere. What they need to be trying to figure out is how at 24 years old, when they have one of the 10 best players in the American League, how they can make this thing work and win with him at the center of everything.